Hello, good evening.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am, my name is Andy. We're just calling to conduct a brief survey on issues facing the community. Could I have some moments of your time to get your opinion? It's so important to us.
Hello? I'm sorry.
Yes, we're just calling to conduct a brief survey on issues facing the community. For example, my first question is, are you registered to vote as a Republican in Maryland?
Yes.
Oh, great, ma'am. And moving on, how likely are you to vote in the Maryland Republican primary election for U.S. Senate in a couple of weeks? Would you say you're definitely going to vote, likely will vote, or may or may not vote?
Likely will vote.
Definitely will vote. Okay, ma'am. I'm just going to read to you the names of several individuals. After I mention each name, ma'am, just tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards them. For example, Larry Hogan, ma'am, do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards him? Hello?
Larry Hogan. I would say favorable opinion.
Oh, would you say very or somewhat favorable?
Say that again.
Would you say very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat.
Okay. What about Robin Ficker? Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards him?
I don't know him or her or whatever.
No problem. What about Chris Chaffee? Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards him?
I don't know him either or her either.
Donald Trump, do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards him?
Donald Trump?
Yes.
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. And moving on, ma'am. If the May 2024 Republican primary election for U.S. Senate were held today, for whom would you vote, ma'am? Robin Ficker, Larry Hogan, Chris Chaffee, or someone else?
Larry Hogan.
Okay. All right. Do you support or oppose U.S. aid to Ukraine, ma'am? Would you support or oppose?
I would support.
Would you say strongly support or somewhat support?
Somewhat.
Okay. All right. Would you support or oppose U.S. aid to Israel? Would you support or oppose that?
I have no opinion on that.
Okay. All right, ma'am. And when you are deciding who to vote for, ma'am, how important are these issues, ma'am? For example, economic issues, such like inflation, family budget, and debt? Do you feel that's very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
I have no opinion on that.
All right. What about being a candidate who supports Donald Trump? Do you feel that's very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
Somewhat important.
All right. Securing and protecting our southern border, do you feel that's very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not all important?
Very important.
Okay. All right. What about energy independence for this country? Do you feel it's very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not all important?
Some important.
Okay. And job creation and economic development, do you feel that's very important, somewhat important, not too important, not at all important?
Somewhat.
Okay. So moving on, ma'am. I'm going to read to you a bit of information about U.S. Senate candidate Robin Ficker. After each, I just want you to tell me if the information makes you more likely or less likely to vote for him. For example,
I really don't have an opinion on that.
You can as well say, ma'am, it makes no difference to you. I'll be quick, I promise. All right? The first one says, Robin Ficker is a strong supporter of Donald Trump. As a senator, Robin Ficker will actively help President Trump enact his agenda. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for him, ma'am, or it makes no difference to you?
I don't have an opinion on that yet.
Okay, ma'am. What about this one? Robin Ficker says he's running for Senate to fight for conservative Republican values. would this make you more likely or less likely to vote for a Ficker, or does it make no difference to you?
I really don't know.
What about this one, ma'am? Robin Ficker will use his position as U.S. Senator to fight to secure our southern border. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Ficker, or does it make no difference to you?
More likely.
Okay, ma'am. Much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Somewhat much likely.
Okay. And moving on quickly, ma'am, I'm going to read to you a bit of information about U.S. Senate candidate Larry Hogan. After each, just tell me if the information makes you more likely or less likely to vote for him. It says, as Governor Larry Hogan locked down businesses, schools, and other activities during much of the pandemic, while other Republican governors kept their states open, does this make you more likely, less likely to vote for Hogan, or it makes no difference to you, ma'am?
Right now, it doesn't make any difference.
Okay, ma'am. Thank you so far for your responses. Larry Hogan says he is running for Senate, not to serve one party, but to stand up to both parties. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Hogan, ma'am, or makes no difference to you? I'm sorry?
I have no opinion.
What about this one, ma'am? Larry Hogan is a strong opponent of Donald Trump. Hogan is doing everything he can to stop President Trump. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Hogan, or does it make no difference to you?
It's no difference.
All right. Moving on quickly, ma'am. All right. I'd like to ask you once again, ma'am, if the May 2024 Republican primary election for U.S. Senate were held today, would you vote for Robin Ficker, Larry Hogan, Chris Chaffee, or someone else?
I haven't made up my mind yet.
Are you leaning more towards any of them, ma'am? Robin Ficker, Larry Hogan, Chris Chaffee, or someone else?
I don't know.
All right. All right, ma'am. And generally, would you describe yourself as a moderate Republican or as a conservative Republican?
Conservative.
All right. Would you say you're very conservative or somewhat conservative?
Somewhat.
Okay, ma'am. And which of the following age groups do you fall, ma'am? Would you say you're 18 to 39, 40 to 49, 50 to 59, or 60 or older?
60 and older.
Okay. All right, ma'am. Well, that concludes the survey. Thank you so much for your responses. Have a nice day, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am.
You too. Thank you.
Bye,
ma'am. Bye.